You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
If you're an unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Boom, women, turn your life around. Girl, you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can't nobody stop you if you believe.
Welcome to WPR Women Power Talk Radio. Happy New Year. We are back, and we are glad you are here with us. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show. Yes, here we are, another year of empowerment and inspiration for all of us boomer women. How cool is that? The new Women Power Talk Radio is now for the boomer women and the men who love them. So this year we are going to be having some interviews with men that are in their midlife and find out a little bit about them, let them kind of share what they like as they get older and what they don't like and what are some of their struggles and changes. So we look forward to you just tuning in each week. Now we're going to be having, for our celebrity interviews, Fran Drescher, and those of you that was able to make the live interview with actress Victoria Rao, you will be getting your personal MP3 of the replay. Anyone else that wants it, you can go to womenpower-radio.com and order your copy and the transcript for only $9.97. I'm so excited because what a better way to jump off the new year than to talk about getting control of your life. If you seem like you lost control in 2008, but this is a new year, 2009 is your time to shine, and we are right on track with someone that's going to help you learn how to claim your life back. And who am I talking about? Well, this is none other than Kathy Harris. She's a motivational speaker, business coach, columnist, seminar and workshop trainer. She's also an internet radio host and founder of How to Take Control book series, also founder of the Youth Entrepreneurship Club. Kathy has been featured on several different television programs and news print, but we're going to just name a few because she's been on so many, I can't bring them all. But how about BET with Tavis Smiley, Lifetime TV with Erin Brockovich, CNN, Oprah Oxygen Cable Company, and she's also been in Essence and Jet Magazine, as well as Ebony, Black Enterprise, and Source Magazine, Upscale Magazine, Glamour Magazine. Woo! I could go on and on. So without further ado, help me welcome our unstoppable woman of power, Kathy Harris. Happy New Year, Kathy, and welcome to Women Power Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm just so excited to be here.
Your book is wonderful, How to Take Control of Your Life. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that you discuss in your book. If you can just kind of share maybe 2 or 3 minutes of your story as far as how you became an author and where you came from and how you got there.
I worked for 20 years in a very abusive career. It was a male-oriented career with the United States Customs Service, and I felt like a victim most of my career.
Ooh,
now, when
yeah.
I left there, I was actually fired 3 years ago.
Mm.
So when I left there, I was able to move forward and create just a great career that was going to empower the community to take control of their own lives. So as soon as I left there 3 years ago, I won my settlement from the job, and I wrote my book, my second book, on how to take control of your own life.
And this book is great, and I know that's what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be talking about business, career, family, finances, health, all that. We want to take it back, Kathy. It's 2009. We are ready to shine. We want to kick off all the old habits of 2008, all the times we felt overwhelmed and lost control. It's a new year, and the best thing about a new year is whether you reached all your goals last year or not, it doesn't matter, because a new year, it's a new attitude, and you have a new opportunity to make up for last year.
Definitely. This is what people need to do. There are 4 areas where you need to make New Year resolutions in.
Okay.
In your business and career,
mm-hmm.
your family life, your finances, and your health. Now, if you're in a business or a career that you don't like, then you need to transfer to another department or another city. You need to quit that job and downsize your lifestyle and go back to school or start your own business. So you only have 3 things that you can do if you're at a career that you really don't like. Family life. Now, family life, you want to work on your relationship, but people need to understand that the number one reason that most couples divorce is finances. So someone in your household, either you, your spouse, or your youth, need to start a business. It's as simple as that.
Right. Okay, so starting the business is going to help your finance. But what about those of us, and I got to say, you know, I'm kind of guilty of this, that we just have not invested our funds right, or we're spending on this, especially having a business. You're always finding a reason to spend, and of course you got your everyday bills, and you just can't seem to put up quite enough savings. How can you help us in that? Because that's one of the things that will cause a relationship problem in finances too, when you're spending all the time. Yes, you're not frivolously spending it. You're not spending it on clothes and hair and nails and stuff. You're spending it on your business or whatever your passion, hobby, or expertise is, but you're not saving enough.
Well, basically, people need to understand that 90% of all businesses are started with private sources. Private sources, so when we say private sources, we're talking about child support payments. We're talking about 401ks. We're talking about money that we went out and saved, and now we're ready to put it into a business. So they need to understand that nobody's going to give you money to start a business. You need to save this money. You need to work part-time and save the money. You need to use some type of money that's coming into the household.
Absolutely. Now, how about saving for personal? How much should we take out of our check, whether it be our work check or our business, that should go to our personal savings that we don't touch? Is there a
Well, everyone should be saving 10%, but if you can, you want to put an extra 20% in there nowadays because for the economy.
Okay. So, yeah, so 10% was the old days. So we want to think more like 20%. You're supposed to take that off the top.
Right. Pay yourself first, yes.
Okay, let's talk about health, because everybody that watches Oprah heard Oprah talk about how disappointed she was that she had gained her weight back, I think back up to 200 or close. And a lot of us feel that way, especially after the holidays. I mean, how many parties and get-togethers did we do, or how many of us cooked and we ate pies and cakes and all this stuff, and now we look, oh, my God, I'm 10, 15, 20 pounds more. Not only have we gained weight, but it's going to affect our health in one way or another. So how can we get back on the fast track with taking care of ourselves, not only losing weight, but also taking care of our health, especially in our midlife? This is important. We can't joke around on this.
Right. Well, people, bottom line is that people need to really understand and realize that unless you have your health, there is nothing that you're going to be able to do out there. So being healthy should be your number one New Year's resolution. And the three things that you can do off the top is eating a better diet, a diet consisting of fruits and vegetables. Make sure you buy your great juices so you could juice your food or steam your food so you could get all the nutrients. You want to do some type of cardiovascular exercise like walking, running, swimming, or aerobic, anything that's going to get your heart rate up for 20 minutes and keep your heart rate up, this is what you want to do 3 or 4 days a week. Now, you also want to work on sleeping better every night. Remember, going into the bedroom, you should only go into your bedroom maybe to read a book or to sleep, and of course, to be with your spouse, but don't do all the other activities in the bedrooms. Get 8 hours of sleep every night and try to go to sleep the same time every night. Now, if you're joining a gym, you want to make sure that you stack up on Epsom salt, because the number one reason that people stop working out at gyms is because they get sore or they have some type of injury.
Mm-hmm. Epsom salt. Now you're going back in the day. That's an oldie but a goodie. Epsom salt. Soak yourself. Relax yourself after you have that strenuous exercise. Let's go back to eating real quickly, because I want to ask you about that. I know you talked about steaming and also juicing. How important is it not to say, okay, I want to lose weight, I'm only going to eat one time a day? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard from the experts, you're actually supposed to eat more, at least nibble more through the day. Is that correct?
Right. You're supposed to eat every 3.5 hours. Do not go 4 hours without eating, because that way your body is starving. Your body don't know what you're trying to do. So never go over 3.5 hours without eating. It's very important to nibble throughout the day. Eat 6 meals instead of 3 meals a day. And make sure you eat. Stop eating 3 hours before you go to bed at night.
Okay. You have a report, I believe, top 12 health tips to take to start feeling better in 30 days. How can our listeners get hold of that?
Everything is on my website, KathyHarrisSpeaks.com. KathyHarrisSpeaks.com. They can go right into the top 12 health tips to take to start feeling better in the next 30 days.
fabulous. Let me ask you this, Kathy. Why should our listeners make New Year's resolutions? You hear people talk about that all the time. Some people stick with it. Some people don't. Should we make New Year's resolutions? And if so, why is that so important?
Well, you should always make New Year resolutions, but the New Year resolutions are nothing but short-range and long-range goals. And goals motivate us to be the people that we are in our lifetime. If you have goals, what are you looking forward to? So you always want to make those short-range and those long-range goals, like 3 months, 6 months. Where do you see yourself 3 months from now? Where do you see yourself 6 months from now? Where do you see yourself a year from now, 3 years from now, and 5 years from now? So it's important to make goals because they motivate you to take action in your life.
Right. You need a personal goal, a financial goal, a business goal.
You need it in all the areas again. You need goals. Goals for your career in business, family goals, financial goals, and healthcare goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Break it down. Okay. Took the time and we've broken down our goals and all the areas that you know made clear to us. What do we need to do to make this work?
When you make goals, you want to write them down because for some reason, when you write stuff down, it makes it real. It makes it really concrete. So you want to write down these goals and you want to put them somewhere where you can see them every day. On your computer, on your refrigerator, put your goals somewhere where you can see them every day. You also want to take some time out every day to meditate because meditation makes you really smart and alert. So you want to find a quiet place to meditate every day about your goals.
Absolutely, and this is important. Take some time, close your eyes, relax, or however you meditate, and really, really take it to heart. Don't just write it down and just woof, put the paper away, because you know, Kathy, a lot of us just shove that piece of paper, we write it down, and we shove it somewhere, and we never look at it, right?
Right, exactly.
So what we're missing on that is not, once we write it down, is the meditation part of it, is basically what you're saying, correct?
Right, right, and putting it where you can see it so you can know which direction you're headed in.
I think you said 30 minutes to an hour each day is beneficial to keeping you on track for meditation. Why is meditation so important?
Well, meditation has always been important. I used to do it so many times when I was young. I do it now, but not as much as I used to when I used to do it. And it was just so awakening for me when I used to do it. It made me so alert. It made me so much smarter. It's just great for your body to relax like that.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. We are speaking with motivational speaker, empowerment, and business coach. Kathy, go ahead and give me your website as we go to break.
KathyHarrisSpeaks.com. KathyHarrisSpeaks.com.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about empowerment as we move along with this first show of the year. Happy New Year. My name is Raven Blair Davis and you are tuned in to the new Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's for the woman over 40, just like me, who wants more out of life. And yes, you're determined to get it. And Women Power Talk Radio is including the men. So now we are not only about the boomer women, we are about the boomer women and the men who love them. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with more from Kathy Harris right after this.
How would you like to have a sexy new body that is absolutely captivating? A posture that will exude self-confidence and still be able to eat your chocolate? Pilates and chocolate, taking balance and control into every area of your life, starting from the inside out. Hi, I'm Kathleen Pagnini. In this new DVD, learn the techniques that you can use in every day of your life, from sitting at a computer, driving your car, or even shopping. It's about you, the real you that is screaming to come out. It will help you build on your strengths, master and control your cravings, while you sculpt and reform your body in less time with better results. Pilates and chocolate, a new body, a new awareness, and a sweet life. La Dolce Vita. PilatesandChocolate.com. Appropriate for all ages.
The numbers are staggering. 8 million homeowners in the U.S. will lose their homes by 2013. That means $8 billion in home equity wiped out across America. Rather than hope that doesn't happen to you, take action. Go to FundingFight.net. You can save your home. We can help you do it. banks are realizing that it's to their advantage and yours if they adjust your mortgage to something you can afford. But dealing with banks and mortgage companies can be intimidating. That's where FundingFight.net comes in. We work with your lender to get you a more favorable mortgage you can afford. Our attorneys are so confident in our abilities that we offer a 110% money-back guarantee if we can't get your bank to modify your loan. Don't become part of those statistics. Save your home for you and your family. Go to FundingFight.net or call 877-842-6331. Toll free 877-842-6331, extension 701. 877-842-6331, extension 701.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You listen to WPR Women Power Talk Radio. I want to remind you to be sure to check out our other shows, Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, with my co-host Lisa Kitter and I. We have this fantastic show for any of you that are in network marketing, direct sales. You won't want to miss it. It's two Wednesdays a month. And you can go to mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com and make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, the WPR News, so that you can find out when the show airs and who our guests are going to be. We always give away 5,050 free leads thanks to our sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads. And then also be sure to check out Careers from the Kitchen Table. And that's for any of you that want to find out how to start a home-based business. We feature all kind of different businesses as well as motivational speakers and experts and gurus like Les Brown, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen. Find out more by going to careersfromthekitchentable.com that airs on WARLAM Radio. Okay, we are back with Kathy Harris. Kathy, this is a fantastic interview. It's our first interview. You're getting us all hyped up. You're a wonderful guest. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about empowerment. What is a true definition of empowerment?
Well, being empowered is simply having the options and choices to make good decisions in your life. Mm-hmm. And right now, a lot of people don't have those options and choices. Now, there are two types of people in the world. There are people who are empowered, and there are people who are not empowered. Now, if you're empowered, you have access to information, you know how to go from point A to point Z, and you live a more fulfilling life. People who are not empowered don't have access to information, they don't know how to go from point A to B, and they worry about things that they don't have control over.
Ooh. So, in other words, they need to learn how to let go and let God.
Right. Mm-hmm. They need to become empowered. Mm-hmm. Because if you're empowered, you have access to everything that you really need to do in your life right now.
Mm. But you know what? Making those decisions and those choices that we have fear and we just don't have the empowerment or the strength to do, that's because we're lacking a little bit of courage. Why is that?
Well, people don't have courage simply because of misinformation, old wives' tales, urban legends, and community myths.
And but probably fear, so
much,
too.
Yes, there's so much misinformation in the community. That's why people are not empowered. If you're not empowered, you're going to have a certain type of fear. But the goal is to live a life that is not fearful.
Mm. So that's whether we are fearful on making that change, you know, making that job change, or whether we're going to work every day, we're hearing recession, and so we're not doing our job efficiently because we have so much fear that we're going to let go. You know, we don't have the control of what's going to happen, so we're so worried about it, we're probably going to fear ourselves out of a job. So we need to be empowered, to have the strength, to be encouraged, and we need to be sure of ourselves and do the best that we can do, and not only in our job, but also in our personal relationship, finances, and our health. All around, we have to make sure we're that unstoppable woman of power and have that empowerment.
Right, and the biggest problem is people hanging out with toxic, destructive, and negative people.
Ooh.
To become empowered, you want to go to the library every week.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read books.
Audio.
You want to hang out with people that's going to bring the correct information in your circle.
You are so right. And you know what? There's no excuse because nowadays you can type in free audios or free e-books, and Google will come up with something on what you need. You just type in your subject, and you type in free. So if you don't have the money, that's not an excuse. Plus, we have the library. But the good thing about it, if you have a computer, you have the library right in your home. So it's there. What do we need to do when we're driving? We need to turn our car into a library. So, you know, just go ahead and pop in an audio. You're going to be on the road anyway, whether you're on the road for 10, 15 minutes or whether you're on the road for an hour. Instead of being in the traffic and thinking negative about work or watching all the crazy people driving, why not pop in an empowering audio, get pumped up for the day, get lifted for the day.
Life is about a learning experience. Everything that you do and everybody that's around you should be learning. You should always be learning. No matter how old you are, you should always be learning. I self-educated myself. That's how I learned all the information that I learned, and that's why I'm out here now speaking, because I self-educated myself.
Tell me about it. And it's so easy to do. It's not as hard as you think, but you have to be committed. Wouldn't you agree?
You have to be committed. You have to be dedicated. You have to be ready. A lot of people are not going to make changes in their life unless they're ready. You've got to be ready.
Okay, so let's talk about be ready. Reading books, listening to audio. What are three other things that if they're not ready, how can they begin to get ready?
Get a mentor, especially all young people need mentors. There are so many things you could do, but basically you want to surround yourself with empowerment information everywhere you go and everything that you do. Stop feeling like a victim, because most victims have to go from survival to empowerment. Mm-hmm. So you want to leave the victimhood behind. It's a lot of people feeling like a victim because of the economy, but they need to think of themselves as a person who's going to empower others, so they need to get out there first and empower themselves.
I am not a victim of my circumstance. Whatever it is, you are not a victim of it. You can change it. You have control. You have the answers right here, because Kathy is just doing a phenomenal job giving you tips and strategies in you taking control of your life. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, I want to talk to you about curveballs. You know, we get them in our lives. What can you share on how we can handle these curveballs?
Curveballs are going to happen no matter what. You know, a curveball is when you lose a loved one through a divorce or a death, the loss of your health, the loss of a job, the loss of your home. These are all curveballs. When you go through the curveball, the number one goal that you need to do is to bounce back. And understand that most people are more resilient than other people. So you just got to be resilient and bounce back when you go through the curveballs. And just the biggest goal is to stay focused and stay on track.
Stay focused, stay on track, and be resilient. Okay, a couple tips on staying focused, staying on track, and being resilient. What can you give us?
Well, again, stay focused. Surround yourself with people that's going to bring good information in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
And always do research. Keep reading every day. Be committed to reading the 30 minutes to an hour or 2 hours a day. Read, 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 read.
Don't get tired of reading, because you can. Then now you got audiobooks. So if you don't have time to read, do like me. Pop in an audiobook. Fantastic. What should a person do, Kathy, as soon as they become unemployed? Now, I got to ask you this, because the numbers are just getting higher and higher and higher for unemployment. What should a person do?
Well, first of all, you got to legitimately look at your finances. What do you need to do? Do you need to move in with a family member? Do you need to trade in your car? Do you need to get rid of your car altogether and move to a bus line? Now, while you're doing that, you want to, the next day after being terminated or laid off, the first thing you need to do is file for unemployment benefits. You need to get this money that's going to carry you a few months until you can regroup and figure out what it is that you need to do.
Now, you know, this show is for boomer women, 40, 45, 50, 60. A lot of us have been let go a long time ago because of our age or because they wanted to hire someone younger. A lot of us are going to be the first ones that they let go as they're going down the list. They like to keep the younger ones, get rid of the older ones. Now, we know this up front. Our age could be a problem. So what suggestions can you give boomer women today in being able to find another job effectively or being able to generate some income and not use our age as an excuse?
They've got to be committed. They've got to be dedicated, and they got to be ready. Mm-hmm. If you are a self-starter, if you could make decisions, if you understand your strengths and weaknesses, and if you have willpower and self-discipline, then you can get out there and start a business. Look at the top three things that you're really good at. Look at your talent. Then create a career in that particular thing that you're really good at. Mm-hmm. For me, it was speaking, writing, and marketing, and that's why I'm doing my business right now. So write down the top three things that you're really good at and put it into a legitimate business.
Absolutely. Go with what you know. Don't try to learn anything different right now. And if you do learn something different, find something that you can go through some type of school and then start getting paid within 6 weeks or less. You don't have time to go and study for 2 or 3 years if you need a job and if you need income right now. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Women Power Talk Radio. Our Unstoppable Woman of Power is Kathy Harris. You can go to www.Kathy, and that's Kathy with a C, HarrisSpeaks.com. Kathy Harris, empowerment and motivational speaker, author, business coach. She can assist you with getting control of your life. Her book, How to Take Control of Your Life, a self-help guide to moving forward. You don't want to miss it. Check her out. Again, that's Kathy Harris, speaks.com.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro tele fundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.
It's time for our Boomer Diva Reporter.
Hi, Raven, and to all your listeners at womenpowerradio.com. I'm Barb Ireland, your Baby Boomer Diva Reporter from the greater Chicago area. Did you know that baby boomers are very creative? As baby boomers move from their kids' careers and towards retirement, they spend a lot of time and energy on what interests them more than the job they were doing all along. They will look for opportunities to make use of their passions for creativity. Craft fairs is just one of the many places baby boomers have staked their claim. Baby boomers are coming online in droves looking for ways to fuel their passions and supplement their income. So come on over and see me sometime at www.makeadiapercake.com and see how we fuel our passion. Now back to you, Raven.
WPR Women Power Talk Radio. I'm Raven Blair Davis, the host of the show. Happy New Year. Delighted you have joined us. We are at the end of our show. We've talked to the motivational speaker, business empowerment coach, none other than Kathy Harris. Kathy, take us home. We're going to wrap it up with this last question. We talked about how important it is to start thinking about a plan B and starting a new business. So what would you tell anyone who wants to start a business? Real quickly, can you give us some tips in that area?
Well, basically, read these two books, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The website is thinkandgrowrich.com. Now, my book, How to Take Control of Your Own Life, is an action plan that's going to help you while you build your business. But basically, put yourself around empowerment information. There's all types of information out there that's going to tell you how to build your business. We are going to be giving free teleseminars on my website, so check out my website at www.CassidyHarrisSpeaks.com. And remember, whatever it is that you do, you got to want to do it. You got to be committed. You got to be dedicated. And you have to be ready.
You have to be ready. Well, Kathy, you were definitely ready today and on point. Thank you for being our featured guest, our very first guest of the year, and talking to us about how we can, right today, begin to take control of our life. We appreciate you coming, and we'll have you back again, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, you've been listening to Women Power Talk Radio, and our featured guest was Kathy Harris, and you can go to Kathy, with the C, HarrisSpeaks.com. This has been another edition of Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's for the boomer women and the men who love them. We invite you to join us next week as we have another amazing guest. And coming up soon, actress Fran Drescher, who was the nanny. And our panel discussion, Hot Topics, and we're going to be talking about sex after 40. That's going to be a real hot, sizzling topic. Make sure you stay plugged into all of our shows. Go to womenpower-radio.com and subscribe to WPR News so you can stay informed. We are delighted that you listened to us today. Remember, life is just beginning and the best is yet to come, so don't ever, ever give up on your dreams and visions. See you next week.
You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Boomer women, turning your life around. Girl, you got the power.